Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're again so glad that you're able to join with us today in our devotional time where we set aside and direct our hearts and our thoughts and our intentions towards the Lord and His Word, gaining strength through that to face today whatever may happen. And I think today, Jeannie, we're going to be dealing with something that is definitely needed in this world today, in capital letters, what we need in this era and in the, I view as the closing moments of history before Christ returns. But right now, we are putting on the armor of God. We are suiting up. As I like to say, put me in the game, coach. Lord, use my life for your glory and for our good. So where are we today in the suiting up arena?
Okay. Well, we started out with the belt of truth, which is
right.
We spent a lot of time with how important it is to walk in truth and to recognize truth. And then we spent a few episodes in putting on the breastplate of righteousness and talking about how our making right decisions and what a testimony that is, the enemy can't get at us, and that our righteousness that is given to us through Christ, the exchange program, we give him our sin, he gives us his righteousness, and then he gives us the Holy Spirit to live out making righteous decisions throughout our day as we depend on him. So the enemy can't take us down through that. And so as we are looking at the armor, the next piece of clothing or suiting up that he gives us is that he asks us to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, and that's Ephesians 6:15.
Put your shoes on, huh?
Put our shoes on. And why don't you tell us about the shoes or the sandals that those soldiers wore that Paul the Apostle was looking at?
I don't know if any of you out there have run track before, but when you're running track, you realize that you have shoes with little spikes at the bottom of them. Or maybe some of you are golfers, and there are golf shoes that have the same kind of little cleats at the bottom.
Is that so you won't slip?
Yeah, that's right. So you'll have a steady, hold and a good stance, once you pick your stance.
Which fits, because throughout the scriptures, it's talking about stand.
That's right.
So the enemy's obviously trying to knock us down and have us not stand.
Yeah.
Hold our ground.
So it's interesting, though, that you would think perhaps that the shoes that you're wearing, are really, combat boots. And I suppose you could look at them that way. But it's interesting what these boots are called, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? Let's get to it.
Preparation of the gospel of peace.
The gospel of peace. That's the big thing that we need in this world today. And isn't it interesting that to hold your ground and to be standing in the end would be a result of having peace? Now, this peace that we have is a peace with God. So think of it this moment, that right now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that you have peace with God. Nothing between you. All the obstacles removed out of the way, sins removed out of the way, on account of the Lord Jesus Christ paying the price for your sins, for mine. And now I have peace with God. I actually have a friendship with God. And that friendship is a calming of the heart. There's a verse that talks about God giving perfect peace to the one who keeps their mind stayed on the Lord. And so we can enjoy that every day. I look at it and it symbolizes this thought within my heart that no matter what comes, no matter what's thrown at me, no matter what crazy thing I may think is happening in the world, I can rely on my peace with God.
And the enemy can come at us with his lies and say, well, you're an exception. You don't have peace with God because look at how much you blew it, right? Which is what we covered last time about keeping our pool clean.
Right.
And that we know that the verse says that if we confess our sins, in 1 John 1:9, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we're given that peace with God as he forgives us of our sins, and we have that daily cleansing of coming to him and asking him, oh, I don't want anything to be between you and me, Lord, anything that would not please you or help. It says that in the scripture that God doesn't hear our prayers when we hold on to sin. So I want God to have perfect hearing when I'm praying and asking my requests. So I'm continually asking the Lord to forgive me. So I initially am saved and am forgiven and born again. And then on a daily basis, I take anything that comes up between me and him with my giving into sin and making it right, like with any other relationship. So I think it's important that we understand that the enemy is going to try to come in and steal that. That's ours. We have that. And he wants to steal it. He wants to come down with condemnation and say, well, you know, you've blown it. And so now God's turned his back on you, or you're not saved anymore. You know, you don't have, you're not his kid. You were adopted for a day, but then you blew it. So now you don't belong to him anymore. You know, so we need to have that confidence through the scriptures that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins, and that the sins that he has forgiven us have been put as far away as the east and the west, never to be brought up again. We're his. Once we're adopted and we belong to him, we're his. He's our Father. He's our Abba Father.
Yeah.
Now, you talked on Sunday about the Prince of Peace and from Isaiah 9:6 on our last time together with your sermon. And you were emphasizing that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, that he's our source of peace.
Yeah, the idea is to walk every day with the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
And I don't know that all of us take advantage of that, but all the time. But yeah, absolutely. I love that title, Prince of Peace. So I can actually call on in my prayers. I can call on the Prince of Peace. I wanted to point this out that it's almost like I suppose you could call it a two-step process. That first of all, you need peace with God. So that peace with God is what you were just talking about. Keeping your pool clean, confessing your sins, you know, humbly coming before the Lord, repenting in areas, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin and to lead us in the right way. But once you have peace with God, made possible through the cross of Jesus Christ alone, once you have peace with God, then you can enjoy the peace of God.
Then it becomes yours personally.
Yeah, because if you think about it, God must have perfect peace, being that he is overall, he has all the power, he is everywhere, he knows the future.
And he's pure, he doesn't wrestle with anything within himself like we do.
Yeah, so I guess we're saying, Lord, pour some of that on us, you know, your peace. Call on it. I want to encourage you to call on God's peace today. Go after it. You need it. I need it. Prince of Peace, be with us today.
Good. And I think that next time we get together, we can talk about how do we do that? How do we actually stay in that place of peace with God that we're experiencing on a daily basis? Because there's some real practical scriptures for us.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you, Prince of Peace, that you're with us. Thank you that we can put on this gospel shoes of peace and make a stand. Bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage their hearts today. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name, and everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.